Right now, I would like to welcome Shelly Manlev, who is with the Santa Fe Public Schools Office of Student Wellness, and her daughter, Eliana Ward-Lev, who is a sixth grader at the Santa Fe Girls School. And they are here every year to talk to us about Television Turnoff Week. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Charlotte, for having you. It's a pleasure to be here now for our seventh year.
Wow. So yes. You've had 7 years of encouraging people to turn off their TVs.
You know, we've had 7 years of encouraging people to turn off their TVs, videos, DVDs, video games, and to think about the impact that all these screens are having on their life. You know, TV Turnoff Week starts today, and it runs for a week from today through April 27th, next Sunday. But the hope in it isn't just that, you know, during this week you'll turn off your screens, but you'll really think about, how's it affecting you? How's it affecting your children? How's it affecting your parents? And hopefully discover that life is worth living, and real life is real fun, and that you can set some guidelines for yourself, because TV and videos and computer games are one of those things that kind of pull you in, and if you're not careful, I don't know, I know we've talked about it, they can end up kind of ruling your life instead of you deciding what's right for you and how much you want to watch.
Now, some of the subtleties about how it does affect your life are things that aren't necessarily apparent right away on the surface, or they're not necessarily attributed to TV. For example, there's a connection to obesity or toward overweightness in kids who have TVs in their bedroom.
There's a connection between obesity, between kids who watch screens, period. The more time you spend watching screens, the more obese you are in terms of statistically. And TVs in the bedrooms are connected to obesity, sleep problems, of course, increased violence, when you think about it. And unfortunately, every year the figures go up and up. I mean, the number of toddlers who have TVs in their bedrooms. You know, parents, we know that, you know, when you're 3 years old or when you're even 7 or 8, you know, that it's hard to make, sometimes hard to make good decisions for yourself, and it takes some parental help.
And well, and I think a lot of,
it's hard.
Yeah, and a lot of parents who are stressed out, who have maybe a bunch of kids, use the TV as a babysitter.
Well, they do, and so that's true.
Or even
and
one
at least
kid.
If it's in the living room, then you can see what your child's watching and can see that hours and hours are going by. When it's in their bedroom, which you raised, right, it's like a little hard, much harder to supervise and control. So kids actually will go to sleep with the TV on, wake up in the morning, turn it on, and, you know, if you don't see it, you don't know what's going on. So, you know, many people find that they think that they need the TV to help them when they need a break. And again, it's about choices, right? So if the TV's in a more public space, you can make more choices.
Now, 40% of Americans watch TV while eating dinner.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Well, it's interesting, you know. What do you think? I'm sitting with my daughter, who's now 12, has been coming here since she was 6, and we do have a TV, video, DVD-free household. What do? During dinner?
We talk. We have conversations.
Yeah. You know, the art of family conversation. You know, it's when you kind of check in, see if someone's moping, see if someone's had a good day, something, you know, just share about the political campaign, whatever, the weather. The first thing people buy, they did a study of people who, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of resources, money. People move into a new place. Before they buy a kitchen table, what do they buy? A TV. I was just talking with I work with the public schools, and we have a wonderful program for homeless children and families. And so I was talking with one of the people who works with that program, and I asked her, how many of the people who don't have, you know, who either double up, you know, live in substandard housing conditions, have TVs? And she said basically everyone. It's almost before anything else. So that time together, they found around drug prevention, you know, if you don't want your kids to smoke, drink, you know, get stoned, get high, that having dinner together at least half the time is singly the most significant indicator that your kids will live substance-free lives.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, what is it, you know?
So it's all about, really, it's all about human one-on-one connection or conversation in groups connection.
It's all about relationship.
And the relationship with TV isn't a real relationship because it doesn't respond to you.
Yeah. I mean, computers, we say, well, they're interactive. But maybe you're complexity person later, but you're interacting with machine. It's not responding to you. It's not a personal relationship. And certainly that's where the juice, most of the juice of life comes either with relationship with people, like what we're doing right now, relationship with nature. I think that's real relationship, with gardening or trees or the mountains or even that little, arroyo that we have across the street from our house, that our kids can run in. That's real relationship. And that seems to feed our souls. And when we're not fed in those ways, I think people turn to all kinds of things, whether it's obesity, they're sitting and they stuff their, I mean, I like to eat junk too, But anyway, they...
Popcorn is a good invention, but...
Well, not when you
moderation.
Put butter on it.
Well, we could talk about that another time.
Well, that's true. I like it too, but you know what I mean. Maybe not in those supersized, huge containers.
There is something called nature deficit disorder. I think it is sort of funny that everything can be made into a... what would you call it? Psychologically definable disorder. But nevertheless, what is nature deficit disorder?
Well, we could answer that with another cute phrase, which is the guiding post of the new movement to connect children and all of ourselves back with nature is no child left inside.
Now, wasn't there a movement to, what was it, with the legislature? I have it written down here somewhere.
Yes.
There was a bill.
There was, and I don't know that it was called the TV tax, and it was put forward by the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club, hoping to do a very, very small tax on TV and video games. I think it was a 1% sales tax on those luxury items, because they are luxury items, with the hope of putting those resources towards outdoor education, and that, what I know you're referring to is there was a recent study done by some folks back east, a woman named Patricia Zeredick, and they found that people are spending 25% less time outside than they have in the past. And I think if we think about our own lives, particularly for the lives of our children are spending much, much, much less time outside. The draw indoors, video games, and they actually, again, have another term for it, another one of those psychological terms, videophilia, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Attraction to... But really, a lot of what I'm concerned about with kids, I am concerned about what kids are watching and what adults are watching, the violence and all that, but it's just the time. Like, where do you... what isn't happening, particularly for young children, but for all of us, when we're just, frozen, we're not connecting to the natural world. And that can have many positive effects if you just hang out outside for a while.
I've quoted this probably more often than I should on this program, but I had an interview with the wonderful writer, Santa Fe writer, Miriam Sagan, who wrote a book called Gossip, but there's an essay in it in which she, which is called Time is on My Side, and she describes the reasons why she has all the time she needs. And one of the top three reasons is that she doesn't watch TV. And she talks about the difference between a half an hour spent watching TV and a half an hour spent hanging up your laundry in the yard. And one is a meditative activity that slows you down, and the other one is one that kind of revs you up, and the time goes by really quickly. When you hang up your laundry, it goes really slowly. And somehow, using time in a slow way gives you more time.
Yes. Wow, what an interest. I have to read that essay. I was asking Eliana, my daughter, if there was something that she wanted to make sure kind of came across, and what were you saying to me in the car on the way over here?
That it's not actually that hard. There's lots of other fun things to do. That you can read, talk to your friends, go play outside.
Right, even like reading a book, there is that sense of opening up into this world, right? Like when you read, whereas if you spend it affects you differently. Again, I think one thing that people sometimes think is, oh, I'm against all, whatever. And I really hope people will make conscious choices, choose those programs that really do feed them, that they're really, truly interested in. And what we were also talking about, some of those Calvin and Hobbes cartoons. What was the one you told me?
The one about...
He was sitting and watching. Oh,
and Hobbes comes up and says, do you actually like this program? He says, no, but there's nothing better on.
Right.
I want to watch, but...
Well, there's also a lot to be said for, and I did this yesterday because I was very tired and didn't have a lot of energy to go out, even, you know, to take a long walk or anything. Just, you sit and you look, you sit in your yard and you look at the sky.
This is the part about No Child Left Inside. I mean, there is, you know, that TV tax, whatever, that whole sense, fewer and fewer people are visiting our national parks, that we live in the most beautiful, I don't know, I think Santa Fe is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And, you know, I was watching the sunset on Saturday night, you know, and thinking, this is free. You know, we're in these tough economic times, and taking a hike, watching the sunset, you know, putting a little water in our little tulips, just sitting outside, talking to somebody or not, just, you know, reflecting. Those are all things that don't cost more money, that don't encourage you to buy more things, gadgets that you don't need that you didn't even know you needed until you saw them. So,
right, there's another Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, which Calvin, after watching TV, goes up to his mom and says, I just saw this gadget on TV and I didn't know it existed, but I desperately need it.
That's
the message.
Doesn't
matter what it does. We're talking to Shelley Manlev and Ileana Wardlev about TV Turnoff Week. Now, there are always activities in Santa Fe associated with TV Turnoff Week.
Yeah, one of the things that the Santa Fe TV Turnoff Coalition's committed to doing is giving people alternatives, really turning them on to the many, many opportunities in Santa Fe. So,
by the way, radios are not included in the list of things to be turned off.
They are not.
They are not.
It's a different experience.
Yeah.
And maybe, unfortunately, for radios, we don't get addicted to them in the same kind of way. But they do have a different impact than those all those visual screen images. Thank you, Mary Charlotte. I love KSOR.
Well, it's completely self-serving on my part.
I understand. You know, it's good. Good self-serving. So all kids in Santa Fe public schools, elementary schools, and many, many of the private schools got these lists, or will get them today. Hopefully they got them last week. They got free passes to the Children's Museum and Genevieve Chavez and Fort Marcy, which we're really excited about. And then today, there's one activity, but there's about, 12 activities throughout the week. You can see the list in the Santa Fe New Mexican, one of the sponsors of KSFR, I know. And also you can call 467-2573. But tonight, for example, there's a magic show with Paul Glickman at 7 o'clock at Lafarge Library. We have drumming tomorrow night, a healthy food festival at the co-op, just lots of fun things. Free bowling on Saturday night, free roller skating on Friday night.
Bowling? There's bowling.
Bowling. It is.
It's really fun.
Down in Rufina Circle.
Rufina Circle. Free bowling Saturday night from 7:30 to 11:30. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Now, you talk to families who have, for the first time, turned off their television for a week. What kind of reports do you get back?
You know, one of the things I love about TV Turnoff Week is all the conversations I have with people as they're at these events. And I hope I get to meet some of your listeners there. People report, are often very, very surprised. They're surprised that their kids do find things to do. They're surprised. Many times it's their children who come at home from school and say, I really want to do this. And often it's hardest for the parents. So, you know, their kids are the ones, and I know children who say, I just do it. I just leave the room while my, you know, because it's something I want to try. So the sense they often find is, A, their kids are kind of hungry to talk to them. B, they find that boredom turns into something, you know, a little creative, maybe a little messy. One family was telling me they had fewer fights because they fight over what they watch on TV.
Oh, my goodness.
And, in fact, I was talking to one family who, you know, again, these financial times, they had to eliminate cable. And so they used to have all these choices, and they only get one TV station now. So, or they have to put in videos, and videos can be stopped. And they saw this huge change in the atmosphere of their family. So I think most people, you know, there are people whose kids kind of, I had one mom come up to me and say, you know, we should have free events for parents because I need a cup of coffee. They should offer a free cup of coffee somewhere, my four-year-old, you know. So sometimes it's hard for people, but most people I talk to go, gosh, we should do this all year. And yet, you know, homework. That's another really, I had one family tell me that they used to fight with their children to do their homework, right? And as soon as the TV went off, it was like amazing. They weren't fighting with their kid to get up in the morning because they hadn't been staying up so late. Homework was done, you know, it wasn't this enticement. So, you know, people discover interesting things about their families and themselves. And the hope is, and some of the research shows that people do, in fact, set some limits when they finish TV, turn off. It's like fasting, right? That they set some new kinds of limits. And people do all kinds of creative things with limits.
Fasting and detox.
And detox in a certain way, yes.
We're talking about TV Turnoff Week. Shelley Mann Lev is with the Santa Fe Public Schools Office of Student Wellness. Her daughter, Eliana Ward Lev, joining us for the, fifth year in a row, I think, is a sixth grader at the Santa Fe Girls School. Thank you both so much for being with us and help us celebrate TV Turnoff Week from now until next Sunday.
Have a great time. Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
Great to see you, Eliana.
Thank you.